You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Russia on Monday for the first time in 5 years at a time when Moscow is deepening its embrace of New Delhi's rival, China. Modi is set to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin during the visit, which will stretch into Tuesday. India's Foreign Secretary Vinay Quatra told reporters in New Delhi that given the lack of recent summits, several issues on the bilateral agenda have piled up, which need to be addressed. Senior Indian diplomats, speaking on condition of anonymity, said that while major announcements are unlikely, Modi's visit is intended to send a signal that the two sides remain close. Russia's ties to India stretch back to the Cold War, and the country is India's biggest supplier of weapons and oil. That relationship has remained resilient, Quatra said. Following an incident in the Worli area of Mumbai on Sunday, where a BMW car struck a bike, resulting in the death of a woman travelling with her husband, the police formed 6 teams to nab the main accused, Mihir Shah. Mihir Shah has been absconding since the incident, and the police have formed a total of 6 teams to nab the accused. Police arrested Rajesh Shah, father of the main accused Mihir Shah, and another person Raj Rishi Rajendra Singh Vidavat in this case. Both will be presented in court on Monday. The deceased woman has been identified as Kaveri Nakwa, 45, a resident of Worli Kolivada. Meanwhile, the deceased's husband sustained injuries and is undergoing treatment at a hospital. A coalition of the French left won the most seats in high-stakes legislative elections on Sunday, beating back a far-right surge but failing to win a majority. The outcome left France, a pillar of the European Union and Olympic host country, facing the stunning prospect of a hung parliament and political paralysis. The political turmoil could rattle markets and the French economy, the EU's second largest, and have far-ranging implications for the war in Ukraine, global diplomacy, and Europe's economic stability. In calling the election on 9 June, after the far-right surged in French voting for the European Parliament, President Emmanuel Macron said turning to voters again would provide clarification. Abhishek Sharma scored his first 2020 century as India crushed Zimbabwe by 100 runs in the second T20 on Sunday to level the five-match series at 1-1. Sharma put behind him his nightmare T20I debut on Saturday, a four-ball duck, as he smashed 8 sixes and 7 fours before he fell to Wellington Muscadza for 100 off 47 balls. Zimbabwe had stunned newly crowned T20 World Champion India in the series opener, winning by 13 runs. Rituraj Gaikwad finished Sunday with an undefeated 77 off 47 balls, while Rinku Singh smashed a 22-ball 48 not out as India turned around its poor batting display in the first T20 to finish with 234-2 after choosing to bat first. In reply, Zimbabwe was bowled out for 134 runs in 18.4 overs. Pacers Avesh Khan and Mukesh Kumar shared 6 wickets, while wrist spinner Ravi Bishnoi took 2 for 11 in 4 overs. In a move that delights fans of their on-screen chemistry, Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman are gearing up for another joint venture, this time stepping away from the superhero genre. The announcement comes hot on the heels of their promotion for the latest Marvel installment, Deadpool and Wolverine. During an interview obtained by Deadline, Reynolds hinted at an upcoming collaboration with Jackman outside the realm of capes and powers. "We have one we are looking to do soon," Reynolds disclosed, teasing the project that promises to showcase a different dynamic between the actors.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.